You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
My dear brothers and sisters, we may say, what a privilege for the two disciples on the road to Emmaus to meet Jesus, to listen to him, explain the scriptures to them, to share in the Eucharist with Jesus. And it is certainly was a wonderful and graceful experience of the two disciples. Even we would like to feel the same if Jesus is with us. When they were going, two of the disciples, to the Emmaus, we think that we would have been there, isn't it? Yeah. So when we go on our way, or when we live our life here on earth, doing our things in our daily life, and we feel that if Jesus is with us, and we will enjoy. So he makes us to open our eyes and see the things exactly what Jesus wants us to do. So it is Jesus who directs the encounters on the road to the Emmaus. Firstly, explaining the scriptures and then breaking the bread with the disciples, the chief priests, and he had the leading role in the encounter. It was he who decides that first the scripture should be explained. So when they were going, Jesus was explaining everything to them what had happened in Jerusalem. When he was explaining, the eyes of their hearts and of the two disciples were closed. They were not even able to recognize Jesus' words and his presence along with them while they were walking to the Emmaus. And secondly, there would be a Eucharistic meal. Every time we celebrate the sacrament here, it is Jesus who is the chief celebrant. Jesus is the chief celebrant of the Mass and every Mass that he takes here. Even in the same experience, the two disciples that they have experienced while they were at the Emmaus. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the Mass, when that one sacrifice on Calvary is extended through time to us, and even now, that we can see in Vatican II Sacrosanctum Consilium, it says, it is the same Christ who once offered himself on the cross, who now offers himself at Mass through the priest, not only at Mass, but every sacrament, Jesus is the one leading us in our big celebration. We are nourished in two ways from one table at Mass, and the table of God's Word, and the table of the Eucharist. The Church has always venerated the scriptures as she venerates the Lord's body. She never ceases to present to the faithful the bread of life. And taken from the one table of God's Word and Christ's body. What an awesome responsibility on those who proclaim the Word of God. And even Jesus chained the two disciples when they were talking to each other. Because it is a scripture that they were describing each other. And even Jesus making them to know what is there in the scripture exactly. Even sometimes when we read the Bible, just we read as though it is like a story, something we get to know, something from Jesus, from the Bible, what is there, what is he saying. But actually, it is the scripture what God had planned to each and every one of us. It is the Holy Bible that makes us to know the truth exactly what Jesus wants us to know every day of our life. Even now, my dear brothers and sisters, when we hear the word of God, not only do we hear it with our ears to understand and within the hearts, it should burn from our heart. Not only that, when you read and when you hear the word of God, the Spirit of the Lord should be there along with you to inspire you to know the scripture very well, so that we will understand what Jesus is trying to say to us. Even when two disciples were walking along to the Emmaus, they were not able to understand what Jesus is trying to say to them. But the time has come when Jesus made them to sit there for the meal, and he broke the bread and gave it to them, and they were able to see Jesus, and they could able to understand the scripture. Even now, my dear brothers and sisters, when we hear the word of God, or when we participate in the Holy Mass, the Holy Spirit had been working in our hearts. And it will be there all the time to help us, to guide us, to strengthen us. Because we never recognize the power of the Holy Spirit around us and within us. And it makes us to move towards Jesus. Simply we come and we read as though it's one of the book, our daily mass, as we are doing every day, and it doesn't bring any good to you, then there is no choice of participating, or no use of participating in the Holy Mass every day, or on a Sunday, even the Vigil Mass, whatever the Mass that you participate. So, my dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus was at the table, they could be able to understand the situation of the real thing, what had happened in Jerusalem. Even in the same way, when we sit in the church, when we participate in the Mass, you should experience the same thing what had happened to the two disciples. Likewise, my dear brothers and sisters, we should be able to open our eyes and mind. And you should allow the Holy Spirit to come to you and burn your hearts and to understand the scripture, the richness and greatness of the Holy Mass and the Word of God. Unless and until it dwells upon you, we never understand the scripture. And even we never understand the Holy Mass. We do daily as a ritual. What we are supposed to do, we do it and we go away. It's not like that. It is much more than the richness it has. Whenever you participate in the Holy Mass, you should think that Jesus himself is celebrating the Mass. Jesus himself is giving the word of God to every one of us here. So that we will understand everything in the Spirit of the Lord. As a human, we come here and we participate in the Mass. We take Holy Communion, we hear the word of God, and so forth. So we have to understand exactly what Jesus is trying to say to us. So we imagine that if Jesus is beside me and telling same thing for me, you imagine and say, if it would be very nice that I could able to hear Jesus and listen to him what he says, not like that of disciples who are going to the Emmaus. But when time comes, we too make ourselves blind our eyes and our heart and our life. When the situation and the time comes, we will understand really Jesus is with us and helping us and guiding us. Every liturgical celebration, there is a Spirit of the Lord and Jesus Christ who helps us, who guides us all the way that we take in. And my dear brothers and sisters, right, the liturgy is considered as an exercise of the priestly office of Jesus Christ. And this is why only ordained priests can celebrate Mass, because they receive their priesthood from Christ during their ordination. And the priesthood is a sharing in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one priest of the new covenant, but during the Last Supper, Jesus shared this one to every one of us. In the same way, we have to be like the disciple of Christ when we share in the Holy Eucharist and the Word of God. We have to make a choice. Exactly, am I listening to the Word of God, the Scripture, and am I participating in the Holy Mass every day, opening up your hearts and mind, allowing the Holy Spirit to come upon you in your mind, body, and heart. And you know the truth of the richness of the Holy Mass and the Word of God. So, but every time we celebrate the Holy Mass, the Eucharist, here we just meet Jesus. Just we meet Jesus and imagine that if he is there and he is calling you and he is asking you to listen to me, then what is our response? Well, don't be like that of the disciples who are walking Emmaus without knowing the Jesus. Even sometimes we here be in the church and we be like the disciples who are walking towards Emmaus. But when the bread is broken and when Jesus is given to his disciples, they could able to see. That is a situation we have to be all the time. Open our heart, mind, heart, and soul. Then we realize the Jesus presence here within us, around us. Whenever you go by, whenever you walk, whenever you at home, work, in the office, at home, wherever you are, Jesus will be there and the power of the Holy Spirit will dwell upon you. Because he dwells where he wills. So if you are willing to allow the Holy Spirit to come upon you, then he will be there with you. It's a granted to everyone who invokes the power of the Holy Spirit to be with you always, then he will be there with us. And then if we don't recognize the power of the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, then we don't see it. Blindly we go, blindly we do, blindly we act. So my dear brothers and sisters, ask the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to fill us with us in our heart and mind and soul, so that we would be able to be a good Catholic and follower of Jesus Christ. Then we can see the wonderful miracles in our life every day and every minute in our life. Let us ask the Lord to be with us and guide us and strengthen us. And we should be able to stand and say, I am the follower of Christ. He can see me and you can understand that the Christ what has done in my life. That is an expression that everyone should be able to give to your neighbor. Whomsoever, wherever you are, you should be able to show the faith what God has given to us. So my dear brothers and sisters, ask the power of the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, the spiritual eyes, so that we can see Jesus is with us always and everywhere. And we can talk to him, and we can ask him, we can ask whatever you want. So that is the situation we are in, to realize Jesus is with us. Let us hope and pray that good Lord may be always with us and help us and guide us.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.